Bernie Sanders, ACT-ACT Bolivian leftist Evo Morales after resignation. By BenQ on November 12, 2019. Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, and Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, issued statements of support on Monday for Bolivian strongman Evo Morales, following his resignation. Morales announced his resignation on Sunday evening after nearly 14 years in power, in what leftists have falsely branded a coup. Morales chose to step down after the Organization of American States, OAS, published a report revealing widespread evidence of fraud in the October 20 presidential election that granted Morales an unprecedented fourth term in power. The Bolivian military issued a statement suggesting that, given the OAS report, Morales should step aside and allow free and fair election. Many on the left were furious by his departure, including presidential candidate Bernie Sanders, who declared himself very concerned. "I'm very concerned about what appears to be a coup in Bolivia, where the military, after weeks of political unrest, intervened to remove President Evo Morales," Sanders wrote. "The U.S. must call for an end to violence and support Bolivia's democratic institutions." Sanders did not offer any explanation for what evidence he has seen that would indicate Morales' resignation was a coup. New York Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez, who supports Sanders in the 2020 Democratic Party primary, asserted that the resignation was definitively a coup in a bilingual post to Twitter. "What's happening right now in Bolivia isn't democracy, it's a coup," she wrote. "The people of Bolivia deserve free, fair, and peaceful elections, not violent seizures of power." Ocasio-Cortez has not addressed the extensive evidence of fraud that the OAS found in the election that granted Morales power and her call for Bolivia to have free, fair, and peaceful elections. The pair's comments came hours after reaction from Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, who despite previously coming out in favor of the murderous Maduro regime in Venezuela, called on the world to unequivocally oppose political violence in Bolivia. "There's a word for the president of a country being pushed out by the military. It's called a coup," she wrote. "We must unequivocally oppose political violence in Bolivia. Bolivians deserve free and fair elections." Omar also offered no evidence that the military pushed out Morales. Reaction from the Republican side was very different. Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, widely considered the most influential Republican voice on issues surrounding Latin America, pointed to the fact that Morales's re-election was unconstitutional as he had already served three terms in office. After nearly 14 years and his recent attempt to override the Bolivian constitution and the will of the people, Morales's departure preserves democracy and paves the way for the Bolivian people to have their voices heard, Trump said in a statement. He continued, "The United States applauds the Bolivian people for demanding freedom and the Bolivian military for abiding by its oath to protect not just a single person, but Bolivia's constitution. These events send a strong signal to the illegitimate regimes in Venezuela and Nicaragua that democracy and the will of the people will always prevail. We are now one step closer to a completely democratic, prosperous, and free Western Hemisphere." Follow BenQ on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q. Or email him at q@breitbart.com.